WHBO. We want to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHBO. Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak, and today we're going to be talking with Dr. Gabe Schwimmer. Summer is over, and school is back in session, and we'll find out how things are going so far this new school year.
If there was wood around me, I would knock on it. it has gone exceptionally well this year. Lots of positivity. We had a lot of activities to start the school year. New kids. We have a lot of new faces. Our enrollment is definitely increasing. So it has been a great start to a great year.
All right. I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and throw a break in here, and we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the things that'll be coming up this school year. Listening to the People Speak on Real Country 1230 WHCO. We'll be right back. 9:33, welcome back. This is the People Speak again. We're talking with Dr. Gabe from the Sparta School District, and school underway, and you got some new people.
We do. With the teacher shortage and retirees, we have hired 16 new teachers. So wow. That's pretty significant. It seems like they fall under one of three categories. Either they're brand new, they came with quite a bit of experience, or they fall under the hometown group. So that was nice to be able to hire some people back. So I'm going to give a shout out and just mention their names and where they're at. We have Monica Kunkel. She is teaching third grade at Evansville. Lindsay Dean is one of our hometown girls. She is teaching special education at Sparta Lincoln. Zach Drumright, another hometown name. He's teaching PE at Sparta Lincoln. Rebecca Wolf is math at Sparta High School. She comes to us with a lot of experience. We had two former parochial school hires. Lindsay Nichols is in kindergarten at Sparta Lincoln, and Christina Wilson is in first grade at Evansville Attendance Center. A few more brand new ones that we're excited to have. Malone Wall is teaching math at Sparta High School. Brittany Toller, PE at Sparta Lincoln. Teresa Shantz is English at Sparta High School. And Blake Patton is our new ag teacher at Sparta High School. A few more hometown people that are with us is Kathleen Keller. She is teaching special education at Lincoln. Mallory Thompson is in fourth grade out at Evansville. Becky Thompson is science at Sparta High School. She actually grew up here. Her father's a pastor in town and moved back from Colorado. So we were glad to get her. Kelly Green came back to us. She is now at Sparta High School teaching science. And then two more with a lot of experience. We had Becky Niemans is in sixth grade at Sparta Lincoln teaching science. And then Tisha Nichols is our special education teacher out at Evansville. So lots of new faces, but they're smiling faces. They're energetic, connecting with the kids already. So I think that they're going to be great, great additions to our staff.
So, and that's important, is for them to connect with the kids. And
it is, you know, the one unfortunate thing with the teacher shortage, I am definitely an advocate for teach where you want to teach. And if you can go mm-hmm. home to teach, that's great. But unfortunately, that creates inconsistency for the kids. And that is something that I think is very important, being able to see that same teacher year after year, someone mm-hmm. that you connect with. And then they get very savvy with their content, too, if they hang around. We have a very tough, rigorous curriculum. So them being able to stay and teach that more than 1 year is definitely important.
Right. So I know it's early on, but well, we've got football starting up, I guess, next week.
We do. Actually, this Friday starts our blue and white game day. I guess it's a full day packed with blue and white. So I hope everybody comes out to support that. That will begin at 3:30. Volleyball's going to kick it off. Our girls are going to be awesome this year. Super excited to watch them. And then we'll have our cross country, golf, band, cheer, and then football will play in the evening. So they basically switch teams and play each other. It's just to kind of kick off the season. The kids organized it this year, from what I understand. They're super excited. They wanted to take a leadership role in it. So we'll see how that goes. But I think that the team spirit will be high. The school spirit will be high. So then that starts off this Friday, the 23rd at 3:30. So everyone, please come out. Admission is a bottle of Gatorade, okay, so that we can keep our kids hydrated throughout the year. So I hope we have a big showing.
All right. So yeah, that's seems like the summer just kind of flew by.
It did. I cannot believe we're at the end of August already.
True. Before long, we'll be talking about Christmas break.
We will.
So what else is going on out?
So we are implementing something new this year. I talked last year about our Sparta universities, to keep our staff informed and educated on new initiatives and just, you know, good refreshers. Instead of them having to go back to school and pay for credit hours, we have a Sparta university once a month. We are now going to start with parent universities quarterly. The first one I encourage everyone to attend. It is August 28th, and it'll be held at Sparta Lincoln. And the topic is going to be supporting reading at home. One of the initiatives when I came in almost 3 years ago was to bring in consultants to get in classrooms, observe teachers, model different strategies and things for the teachers. And we have an international consultant on literacy, Donna White. She comes to us from New York, and she is here that day, and she was willing to conduct that parent university on supporting reading at home. So that's great. I mean, the more we can get kids reading, the more the higher our literacy rates are going to be, and the better our scores will be. So super excited about that. We're going to try to have giveaways. If we have any businesses that have anything that they'd like to raffle off, we would absolutely appreciate that. So again, that's August 28th, our first parent university supporting reading at home, and then that will be held on a quarterly basis.
You know, technology helps in a lot of areas and stuff, makes things easier, but reading is one thing that
you still have to know how to read. Absolutely. That's something we've been hitting hard, is literacy in all grades. Mm-hmm. You know, when we get to high school, a lot of times we don't have time to read because we have practice, or we have chorus or band or something that we're involved in. And it's still important to get your hands on anything and read it. So yeah. I'm sure Donna will stress that.
You can punch the numbers in any kind of program, and it'll give you all these mathematical equations, but it won't read it to you.
Absolutely. Yes. October 17th, we have our college and career fair again. This year is going to be bigger and better than ever. That's another thing that's open to the public, and I encourage anyone to attend. If there's anyone that wants to be involved in that, they can contact Sparta High School. Either Mr. Beckley or Ms. Cromper would help them with that. So we're excited to have that again for the third year in a row.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and throw in our second break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Dr. Gabe from Sparta School District. We'll do that right after this. And welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak here on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. I'm Jeff, and again, we're talking with Dr. Gabe Schwimmer from the Sparta School District. And I just turned myself down. I don't know why I did that. So if you didn't hear that, I think most people know by now we're talking with Dr. Gabe, but the school year underway and moving forward.
We have some initiatives that we're going to continue this year when I first came in, and you know, your first year, you kind of observe and listen. Mm-hmm. And several people said that something that was lacking was consistency. So when we start an initiative, we try to stick with it. Kind of like we talked about the Sparta U and things like that. We're continuing the Wednesday early dismissals. So our teachers get out at 2 p.m. And a lot of people ask, what do you do with that time? We do a lot of horizontal and vertical curriculum planning and collaboration. It's so hard to get teachers together because their days are just jam-packed with mm-hmm. teaching. So that 2 o'clock dismissal allows them an hour a week to be able to plan, to talk about data, look at certain kids, and make some instructional decisions. So we're so thankful to be able to offer that again. We're continuing with the Sparta app. So please download that on your device, Sparta Schools. That links up to our website that our webmaster, Tarek Swenson, he's the business teacher at Sparta High School, has done a phenomenal job of keeping that updated. And most of the website is created and driven by the kids.
Wow.
So that's something that we're continuing that is super exciting for the kids. Our greeters are going to start again next week. Any sport, activity, club, any group that wants to greet our students as they come in the morning at Sparta Lincoln. I think how you start your day is extremely important. And if we have smiling faces that are giving high fives, and then we're also exposing the younger kids to what do we have to offer at the high school. Mm-hmm. You know, we have volleyball, we have football, we have chess clubs, we have, you know, we have tabletop clubs, we have all different kinds of activities. So we're going to continue that to kind of have a more positive start to the day. Our block party, we had our second annual block party this year. It was awesome. There were so many people there. This year we did something different and announced our fall athletes. I think that was pretty exciting. It's so crazy to see how your teams change over a year. You know, those kids that have graduated, or the eighth graders that have gone on to be freshmen, and the change that they've had over the summer. So that was pretty exciting. We had DJ Kevin Holiday again provided services for us. So that was awesome. A lot of clubs and staff came together just to make that an awesome event. So definitely want to give a shout out to Mrs. Abby Miles, who coordinated a lot of that. We had something really cool happen last week. We had our band director, and if you have not had a chance to meet him at Sparta High School, we stole him from another district, and I'm so glad we did. But Keith Chasteen was on Good Morning America conducting the Army Band. So that's just so cool. You know, some of the pictures that came down and the clips that we got from Good Morning America that were shown to the kids, they were pretty excited about that. So our band continues to get stronger because of our music program. It's just so strong. So that was pretty cool. Over the summer, we did a lot of data analysis to see how our kids were doing on state assessments and then our local assessments. Super proud to announce that our current seniors increased their SAT scores from they take their PSAT in 9th grade, 10th grade, then 11th grade, they take their SAT. And then that's what colleges base on entry and scholarships and things like that. So they increased their PSAT to their SAT score by 68%.
Wow.
So that was pretty phenomenal. The seniors before that had an increase of 59%. So we're continuing to grow. Then our sophomores this year, from their PSAT scores as freshmen, increased by 76%. So we're pretty proud of that. They're working really hard with goal setting in the schools and really trying to focus on achievement and growth. Those are two very important skills that we need to focus on. with that, we are starting standards-based report cards and extending that from kindergarten up to third grade. So instead of seeing A, B, C, D, and F, parents will start to notice that they have it's more skill-based, more assessing the standards instead of giving an arbitrary grade to what content they master. So I'll have an explanation of that in my scoop this Friday. Anyone can have access to that. We share it on Facebook. It goes out to all of the students, all of the parents. So I hope people find that as beneficial. It's just a means of keeping effective communication with the with our community. Finally, one of our initiatives this year, last year we were kind of trauma focused, so we wanted to know how to better connect with some of our kids that have experienced trauma and some of our adults. This is a hard, we talked during the break, this is a very hard profession. When you deal with emotions and you deal with people on a daily basis, you take that home and it puts a different stress level on you, because it's really hard to disconnect work and home. So something we started this year was a self-care challenge. So I send a weekly challenge on Monday to staff, but then I also share that with the families on Friday, just so they can, if they want to take on the challenge, they can. There was an app that I shared last week called the Insight Timer app. It helps with positive motivation. If you have a hard time falling asleep, there's some sleep sounds that can help you. It's kind of a mindfulness thing. This week it was really simple. Try to eat a piece of fruit every day this week. And then next week I think I'm going to do something with breathing and mindfulness and things like that. So we're just mixing it up, letting our students, our staff, our parents know that self-care is important. We care about their health, and we're just trying to put little reminders in. We need the reminders. I need the constant reminder to eat a piece of fruit is hard. I didn't realize how I don't eat fruit.
Same way here.
Yeah, but it's just a simple change that we're hoping will improve their health. So that's it. We're headed into September positive and excited for all of the things that we have going on this school year. Next month, I hope to bring you a couple of CEO startup kids that have some entrepreneurial, that's a hard word to say, entrepreneurial skills.
I wouldn't even try it.
Yes. They have some businesses that are up and coming, and I'd like for them to share some information with that. So
that's an amazing program, though. We've talked to some before, and the ideas they come up with, it's like these are high school kids.
These are high school kids. Yeah, they're amazing. So I'm excited to be back next month.
So, all right, well, we're just about out of time here, but so a lot of excitement coming up and getting things going for the school year. And
do not forget Friday the 23rd, this Friday, 3:30, come out and support the blue and white activities, starting at 3:30 with the volleyball, and then we'll head into all of our other athletics. Mm-hmm. Should be exciting.
And we'll have all the football games live right here, so people can listen to those and support the Bulldogs.
I cannot tell you how much I love listening to that on my phone when I have to be somewhere else and can't attend a game.
Right. So, all right. Well, Dr. Gabe, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah. This is Thursday. Have a great day.
Way, we'll be back with Bill Biederman.
after this.
Are your commodities protected from the ravaging effects of stored grain insects? Whether buying or selling grain, protect your profits with solutions from Central Life Sciences. For pennies a bushel grain protectants such as Diacon IGR, Sentinel EC Insecticide, or Diacon IGR Plus can help maximize your profits. From rescue treatments with the knockdown of a broad-spectrum insecticide to long-term control with an insect growth regulator, keep your grains clean with Sentinel.